Okay, now that I got that little bit of it, I actually want to come on and get people's opinions about this app developer thing, where basically, if an app developer has accessibility, then they break it, then they get confronted about it, they'll say, sorry for the inconvenience. They act like it's nothing. And it's not just app developers. Apple does it all the time. You know, a lot of companies, Apple especially, and that argument I'm getting tired of, that they're sorry for the inconvenience. Well, my opinion to that is, if you were sorry for the inconvenience, you would be fixing the problems people have been bitching to you about for 5+ years, like, oh, I don't know, Braille support, making it better. You know, because I read a post on AppleVis a few days ago concerning Apple and their lack of Braille support and not fixing it for iOS devices for the deafblind. And the person who posted was absolutely right. Why should people continue to invest in products, you know, that the company is not going to fix? You know, and I don't want to hear this argument from people about, well, some of us don't use Braille, so others don't need it. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. I am so sick and tired of that. You know, I hear that from AppleVis users, new ones, that say, well, I don't use Braille, so therefore it's not needed. I'm sorry, folks, that's just not the case. That is just not the case. It is needed. And I think whether someone wants to believe it or not, Braille is essential, especially to the deafblind, because they can't communicate. I happen to know a few people who are deafblind who need to communicate with Braille, and they just, Apple, for whatever reason, either they're listening to these newbies that come in who don't know what it was like, or they're listening to organizations like National Federation of the Blind, who don't really help the matter at all either. I mean, I'm sorry, folks, but, you know, yes, they do some Braille literacy programs, these enrichment programs, but it's not enough to solve the problem. It's just not enough. We need, honestly, what we need to do is, if there are blind children in America, they need to learn Braille. Parents need to enforce Braille to their child's schools, whether the district wants to hear it or not. They will learn Braille. And I think that will solve a lot of the problem, because we have a Braille literacy problem right now.
Yep, Braille is invented for a reason.
And I'm sorry, folks, that some of you are going to get pretty pissed off when I say this, but the fact of the matter is, yes, the NFB does some things, okay? I'm not denying that. You know, they want to promote Braille. I'm sorry, I finished the last of the Coke. That's why I said you might want to pick us up another one. I'm sorry, but, you know, people, if you get angry at me for saying it, oh, well, I'm not really one to care. But the truth of the matter is, the National Federation of the Blind does not do enough. Well, in both agencies, I will say. I'm not just going to pick on them, but the ACB is guilty of this too. You know, both want to bitch about the problem of Braille literacy, or lack of it. But they don't want to do anything to solve that problem. And I think both organizations, I think both of their office, of their high up leadership, should be held accountable to that. You know, that's crazy. Why do you sit here and bitch about children don't read enough Braille, but yet none of you want to do anything to solve the problem. You sit here and bitch about it, both of you, every year at your conventions. But I never see solutions. I want people to weigh in on that, and I'm sorry if you get pissed off at me for it, but that's the truth of the matter. I would like to see more blind children reading with Braille and reading, and not with, well, you can use a laptop to take notes. Sorry, that's not a solution to me. I want to know people's thoughts. You know, if you disagree, fine, I don't mind, but what are your thoughts on the Braille literacy problem in the country and around the world?